servant swung on hit foul. Went up to the plate upstairs. Strike two, 2-2. Two. The Yankees will be gone for a week. Kansas City, Minnesota, Los Angeles, and then they come back and catch lightning in a bottle again. Cleveland, Baltimore, Detroit. Here's the pitch, and it's low, ball three. They have three games with Cleveland. Night games on Tuesday and Thursday, June 5th and 7th, a day game on the 6th. Five-game series with the Orioles. 3-2 pitch is low outside. He walks dead. The left-hand batter, and up comes Salavito. And Ralph Houck is out of the dugout. He was in the same spot in the first game. But Bridges struck out dead. Second out, and Colavito's coming up. Is in the ninth inning. And Houck brought in Jim Coates. And he's going to bring in a right-hander now, and it may be Jim Coates again, but we'll see. Baltimore will be here Friday night, the 8th, Saturday afternoon, the 9th, doubleheader Sunday, the 10th, and Monday night, the 11th. Detroit comes right back Tuesday night, the 12th of June, and Wednesday afternoon, the 13th. It will be Tex Clevenger coming in to pitch to Colavito. And we'll pause for station identification.
A cheerful earful each Monday through Friday morning on the Bob Cathcart Show, 11 to 1 on WOKO Albany, New York. Scott Carpenter's press conference directly following the ball game. 30 seconds before 7, the time now.
The Yankees won the first game 4-1 for any who may have tuned in late. When Scarron hit a ninth-inning three-run homer to break a 1-1 tie. Frank Larry and Ralph Curry were the starting pitchers, but it was Coates who was the winning pitcher. He worked the one batter. And Gallagher, the loser. Gave up 5 hits without a run. His arm tightened, and then Ron Klein came in and worked a third of an inning. Gave up 2 hits and 1 run. An inning in which the Tigers used 4 pitchers, one short of the record. The Yankees had the bases loaded, nobody out, got 1 run in, and that was when Scallon batted for Pepitone, hit a little trickler down the third baseline, tried to score. During the ninth inning, after a walk and an error, Scallon had put runners on first and second. Scallon missed a bunt. Richardson was running and was out at third base, but as he slid, he kicked the ball out of McCullough's hands and went safe. But that changed Ralph Houck's strategy. And he let Scallon swing away and hit it in the sand. That's where this whole series has been. There's Rocky Colavito. Bruton on second, Cash on first, two outs. Tex Clevenger, the right-hander, delivers, curve low outside, ball one. Fly to center, pop to second, grounded to third. 2-0 Tigers. Clevenger sits. Low ball two. Throwing the sinker, but missing the strike zone. McAuliffe is on deck. Now the 2-0 pitch. It's low, ball three. Pitch on the way is over. Strike one, frame one. A 3-1 count on Colavito. Off second, Cash off first, two away. And the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and hit foul down the third baseline. Strike two. Full count. Bruton on second, and Norm Cash on first will be off and running with the pitch. Tigers leading 2-0 after dropping the opener 4-1. Dex Clevenger brought in the pitch to Colavito. Full count. End of the stretch, runners ready to go. There they go, and the pitch is low outside, ball four. Bases are loaded. And up comes Dick McAuliffe, left-hand batter. Bruton moves to third, Cash to second, and Colavito to first. Loaded, and Dick McAuliffe, who fouled the third, struck out and singled. Is a batter. He singled in the seventh with one out and scored on Fernandez's double. McAuliffe, Fernandez, and Wood have really been the big guys to bat in this series for Detroit. Now with three men on, here's the pitch. It's in there for a strike. Cash and Colavito leading the way, the windup, and the pitch. It's low for a ball, 1-1. Wood has had a pair of key triples. McAuliffe, a clutch three-run homer, and scored the second run in this game. Runners lead away. The 1-1 pitch to McAuliffe. Outside, ball two, 2-1. Three men lead away. The 2-1 pitch to McAuliffe is low, ball three, 3-1. Thank you. up, and the 3-1 pitch. It's low, ball four, and of course, win a run. Billy Bruton comes home. Cash moves to third, Dolavito to second. Three straight walks with two outs and one on have given the Tigers a run. They lead 3-0, and the batter is Chico Fernandez, who has been the other big gun. He hit a homer, made the difference Friday night. He had a double in the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and line foul for a strike down the left field line. Nothing and one. No balls, one strike. One run in, 3-0 Detroit. It's the eighth inning. Cash on third, Calavito on second, and McCullough on first. Check Clevenger into the windup, and the pitch on the way. Swung a line into left field for a base hit. Scoring Cash, Calavito around third. He comes in to score, and the Tigers have a big inning. Fernandez, single still out to drive in two runs. Scoring Cash and Calavito, 3 runs in the inning, and it's 5-0 in favor of Detroit. Up comes Mike Rourke, who struck out, grounded to third, and fouled to the catcher. Dex Clevenger walked two and given up a single. 3 walks and a single with 2 outs. The pitch inside for a ball. McCullough stopped at second. Bales inside, ball two, 2-0. Clevenger's delivery swung on, grounded to short. Stretch up in it, close to Richardson, forcing Fernandez. Drives retired. 3 runs for Detroit. 2 hits. No Yankee errors. 2 men left on. And at the end of 7.5 innings, Detroit 5 and New York nothing.
So golden mellows good. Today's Valentine beer. Have you tried it? So golden mellow's good.
Golden mellow, Valentine, Valentine beer.
Barley, specially grown. Hop, mellowed 2 weeks longer on the vine. That's the golden harvest for golden mellow Valentine beer. Next time, better make it Valentine. America's finest since 1840.
So have a golden, golden Valentine. From Valentine's golden harvest time. Refreshing and mellow every time. Golden mellow. Valentine, Valentine, dear.
Play in the last half of the eighth inning. Joe Pepitone, Roger Maris, and Johnny Blanchard coming up. Bubba Morton in right field in place of Maxwell, for whom he batted. Time has been called for a moment. Tigers are leading by a score of 5-0. And someone broke loose on the field, and the police have him, and he'll spend the night in the jug, according to the law. Pepitone. will be the first man up in the last half of the eighth inning. Pepitone down to the second, struck out and popped out to short. Into the windup, and the pitch to Joe, swung on and missed, strike one, nothing and one to count. Paul has scattered the six hits he has allowed, gave up two in the first inning. Next pitch swung on and missed, strike two, nothing and two. Jack went the distance against Boston on the 11th of May. Otherwise, he's not gone more than six innings and seven two-thirds innings last outing. Next pitch is high and away. Ball one. One and two. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball outside. Two balls, two strikes. Strikes on Joe Pepitone. Next pitch is swung on and popped foul. Coming back towards the screen and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Swung on and foul back. Count remains 2-2. A 2-2 count on Joe Pepitone. Ball point back ready to go. Into the windup, and the pitch swung on and popped up. And behind the plate, Rourke under it, waiting, and who has it? One away. Here's Roger Maris, who had an infield hit in the first inning, flying to center, and doubled in the sixth. Is outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. A 1-0 count on Rod. And the pitch. Outside, ball 2-0. 5-0 in favor of Detroit in the eighth inning. Nothing pitch, and Maris takes outside for ball three. 3-0. The Yankees take on off tonight for KC. Play there tomorrow night, Tuesday afternoon. The 3-0 delivery is low, ball four. Maris draws the walk. Up comes Johnny Blanchard, who's down at the first, single to right, and flies to center. Of the three runs scored in the first half of the eighth inning, two charged to Bridges, one to Clevinger.
And those charged to Bridges are the first nine runs off him this season. The pitch to Blanchard is low and inside. One ball, no strike. pitch. Swung on as the tap foul down the first baseline to Wally Moses. 1-1 the count. Wally hadn't had too much traffic down that way today. And, of course, the crow hasn't around the third. One pitch is up high. Ball two. 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out, one on. 5-0 Detroit. It's the eighth inning. Four tank delivery is in there. Strike two. At the outside of the plate. The largest American League crowd of the season out here today, 46,776. Largest National League crowd is a little over 52,000 out in Los Angeles back around April 10th. Next pitch, low inside, ball three. Full count. Two pitch. Sale got drive to ball four. And Maris moves to second. And out of the dugout now is Bob Sheffing. Fields a tall point. Jack is firing and with a good big lead. Knowing that they can be dissipated in a hurry. Some managers will go ahead and have one extra hitter and some won't. He's out there talking to Poitek now, and he may have his mind made up already. He's going to let him stay in. Most managers have their minds made up before they go out there. You ought to hear the stories they tell you about the times and pitchers. So let me just pitch this one more hitter, Skip Al. I can get him out. Before he's back to the dugout, boom, there's the next ball into the stands. Elston Howard, nothing for three. Takes the curve just outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. 5-0 Detroit. It's the eighth inning. Yankees won the first game, 4-1. And the next pitch. The cop sails inside. Almost 60 NY off Howard's uniform. Without permission of the club. Two balls, no strike. Maris on second, Blanchard on first, one out. And the pitch, low outside, ball three. You can see he's tired. I guess Bob figured the fellow's done such a great job up to now, I'd let him go on if he felt like it. At least one more batter. And the 3-0 pitch. It sails inside. Ball four. They're loaded up. Maris moves to third. Blanchard to second. Howard to first. Hector Lopez is the batter. Klein and Nishwitz are in the bullpen. Sheffing has not come out. For a strike. Lopez struck out twice and popped the third. Three men lead away and the pitch. It's in there. Strike two. Nothing in two. This has been a weird series. Two strikes on Hector Lopez. One out. The windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. How about that? Walked three men in a row and turned around and struck out the next man on three pitches. Here's Clete Boyer. Walked, struck out, single to right. Nothing Tigers, eighth inning. Cleve will be bringing the first pitch if he thinks it's his liking. Here it is, and it's outside, ball one. Maris on third, Blanchard on second, Howard on first. Two down. Yankees have men on base in every inning.